友们，大家好，欢迎再次守候可可英语的听歌学英语栏目。Adele 这个名字大家应该不会再陌生了，在前几期的节目中 Nick 已经详细的介绍过他了。那么今天要推荐的歌曲也是应一位可可网友的要求，推荐了来自于专辑21当中的另外一首主打歌曲 Someone Like You。 抛开这首歌不说，其实无论以何种标准，2012年都足以称之为全球歌坛的阿黛尔奇迹年。阿黛尔的歌声在很多国家飘荡，从格莱美奖到英国音乐奖，阿黛尔拿奖拿到手软，毫无悬念的艺人摘得了第54届格莱美的6项含金量超高的大奖，创造了一个乐坛奇迹。之后又在全英音乐奖上出尽了风头，获得了2项最高的荣誉。再其后，今年4月在时代周刊的2012年百名世界最有影响力人物排行榜上，阿黛尔金榜有名。他左顾右盼，同美国总统奥巴马和中国主席胡锦涛并肩站在一起，可谓是名利双收。下面就让我们用心的来感受这首悲情的 Someone Like You。
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you.To turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you.You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surpriseOf our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mindNothing compares, no worries or cares. Regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you. sometimes it hurts instead. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I think I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Someone Like You 这首歌收录于阿黛尔的第二张个人录音室专辑21当中，该单曲在2011年 Billboard 中夺得了5周的单曲冠军，并且是世界公告牌上第一支只有钢琴而无其他乐器伴奏的单曲冠军。在这首歌中，阿黛尔用伤感的声音告诉我们，那些让你铭记的爱情都是带着伤痛的，即使那么多年过去，我们也希望爱过的人依然能够记得自己。Brit Award 获奖时，主持人这样评价他，在格莱美奖很少有这样一种感觉，你听着一首歌，一首你根本不认识的人也从来没见过的人写的歌，但不知道为什么，这首歌恰恰唱出了曾经你生命中某一个瞬间真切的感受，而这位艺术家就有本事让人一次次感受到这样的瞬间。 Adele 他自己也说，当我40岁的时候再看他，他一定已经安定下来了，他一定会很幸福，而我就像这首歌写的一样。这是多么大的一种痛彻心扉啊。接下来我们看看歌词，首先第一句 I've heard that you're settled down. Settle down, 安顿下来。 Uncle George didn't settle down until he was nearly 15. 乔治叔叔一直快到50岁才安顿下来。 I want to get married and settle down. 我想结婚，安顿下来。来看第二句 Found a girl and you're married now. 在这句话中，我们要重点注意 marry 这个单词，它既可作为一个及物动词，也可以作为不及物动词。 Marry somebody 表示嫁给某人，与某人结婚。 John married Mary last week. 上星期约翰和玛丽结婚了。 Be or get married to somebody 与某人结婚。Jen was married to a doctor last month. 上个月，简和一位医生结婚了。Marry 在做不及物动词时，往往用副词或介词短语来修饰。但是要特别注意的是，一般来说 ，marry 是不与介词 with 连用的。比如 ，She married very much. 她很早就结婚了。在这里就是用一个副词来修饰 marry。接下来我们看下一句。It ain't like you to hold back or hide from the lie. Hold back, 隐瞒、阻碍、储备。You seem to be holding something back. 你好像隐瞒了点什么。Jack wanted to wake up, but sleep held him back. 杰克想要醒来，但睡意又使他沉入了梦乡。Farmers apparently hold back produce in the hope that price will rise.农民囤积农产品，显然是希望价格能够上涨。那么和 hold 相关的短语还有 hold up， 意思是举起、支撑。Managed to hold up under the daily stress， 想办法应付每天的生活压力。Hold on， 抓住、忍受的意思，在打电话的时候也是不要挂断的意思。I'd hold on that house for the time being. House prices are rising sharply at the moment.目前我不能出让那座房子，此刻房价正在急剧上涨。 He held on to stop him sleeping. 他紧紧地抓住岩石，以免自己下滑。 Hold out， 伸出、坚持。 How long can we hold out against these attacks? 我们对于这些攻击还能够抵抗多久呢？ Hold on to， 紧紧抓住。 My father said that if we believe something was true, we should hold on to it.父亲说，如果我们相信某件事情是真的，那么我们就应该坚持。 好了，今天的节目就到这里了，慢慢感受 Adele 声音当中的那丝沧桑吧。